If somebody says, well, that person is just as common as he can be, what would he mean by that?
It depends. If used it for a man, it would not mean anything particularly bad. You know, common fellow. Just as common as he can be, down to earth. Mm-hmm. If you said that of a girl, if you said that of an older woman, a middle-aged woman, it wouldn't be anything bad. She's just a common lady. She's a really down-to-earth person. But if you use that of a young girl, say a teenager, that would mean that she is loose, morally loose. Take her to the drive-in.
Not watch the show.
Yeah. Take her to the jet, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. What about an older person, maybe?
The only thing about that usage common, it would probably be more likely to be used by women of other women. Yeah, it's a euphemism that a woman would use of another woman. And men probably would know the term, probably wouldn't use that very much, not in my experience anyway.
Okay. Say a person in his 90s was still able to look after himself and get around pretty well. You say he's still fine.
Much spry. Okay. Active.
And a woman whose children are out later than usual, she's getting a little anxious. You might say that she feels about it.
Uneasy.
Okay. Is that unnatural?
No, I thought I said not easy. You know, we're doing that question. Oh, okay. Not an un.
Not uneasy.
she's someone not easy, someone uneasy.
Okay. Somebody who, a child that doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you say he's
afraid, scared.
Any names for a child that frightens easily?
Well, you know, with little kids, you call them scaredy butts when you're a little kid and stuff like that. Well, I don't know. He's just kind of fearful, easily frightened.
You might say, well, so and so's not afraid now, but he
used to be.
I don't understand why he's afraid now, because he
didn't used to be.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money out in plain sight, you say he's very
careless, yeah.
And if you have an aunt that acts a bit, not very wrong with it, she just acts a little strange about it. You say she's not wrong with it, she just acts a little bit.
A little strange, a little funny, a little queer, any of those you could use. So, especially if you use, again, the term queer, depending on, I guess you just know from somebody's tone of voice or the context whether that's strange or homosexual.
He acts queer could mean that he acts like homosexual.
If you said he acts queer, no, it probably means he acts strange. Mm-hmm. If you said he is, I guess when I use the word queer to mean homosexual, I use it almost always as a substantive. Mm-hmm. Like he's a queer. Or he acts like a queer. But you'd never say he acts queer.
Somebody who makes up his mind about something and refuses to change it.
Stubborn, mule-headed, pig-headed, bull-headed, obstinate, set in his ways.
Yeah. And somebody you can't joke with, you say they're awfully
touchy.
And you might say, well, I was just joking with him, I didn't know he'd
get mad, get upset, get angry.
Somebody like that who's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you say, well, now just
keep calm.
If you've been working all day, at the end of the day, you say you're very
tired, used, puckered out, beat, worn out, give out,
okay.
Exhausted.
If somebody you
pooped.
Hear, what?
Pooped.
Okay. Somebody you hear is in the hospital, you might say, well, when was it he?
Got sick.
Or if you were going somewhere and you know, particular hurry to get there, you might say, oh, we'll get there.
Bye and bye.